This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am out of the studio, but I am encouraging you to protect what God has given you. Recently, I've been sharing about those things I've learned after the Blues to Blessings website was hacked into. If you remember, when I called the hosting company that morning, I learned the devastating news. The site had been corrupted and all content had been lost. The good news is that God answered my prayer and the site was restored and no content was lost. So first, from this experience, my belief in the power of prayer has gone to a whole new level. Second, I've learned to not only seek God's blessing, but also to understand the lesson. I had to ask myself, what is God trying to teach you from this experience? And I have learned that I need to protect what God has given me. And when this incident first happened, all I could think about was 4 years of content gone. This is the content that God has inspired me with, and I in turn seek to inspire you with it. Yet, I didn't protect it. I had a very basic backup plan for the site. I didn't invest the time or money to explore other ways to protect God's gift to me. The good news is I have yet learned another lesson. And when I turn to the scriptures, I recall what Elizabeth did. After being barren all her life, when Elizabeth finally became pregnant with John the Baptist, she went into seclusion for 5 months. Elizabeth knew how to protect what God had given her. So has God blessed you with a gift that you could protect better? If so, hold on to these words. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's varied grace. 1 Peter 4:10. Share today's message and watch Be Moments every Wednesday on the Blues to Blessings YouTube channel. So today, protect His gifts.